Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out of the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Hola, Trainwrecks! TGIF, and welcome to your weekly bonus episode of what I truly hope is your favorite podcast, Confessions of a Trainwreck. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Phoebe, your podcast host and queen of the trainwrecks, who is thrilled to be back in your ears for yet another week. Now, guys, if you didn't catch Tuesday's episode, it had the amazing Christian Hull on it, and I highly recommend you go and give it a listen.
Also, I'm just going to quickly stand up. I'm still wearing my pajama pants.
Yeah, I mean, I usually wear my pajamas every day, so.
It's 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
I've zhuzhed up. I've put a beautiful hoodie on for you.
Are you hot or are you in aircon?
No, I'm in aircon. I'm wearing my own merchandise.
I love that. Absolute shameless plug. Can I buy that from the.
It's called Need a Fuck.
What's it called?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
oh,
and no, you can't buy it. We're sold out.
What does it feel like to be an overachiever?
It's pretty good.
Now, that is just a little 30-second preview of what you can expect from the episode. So if you haven't already listened, please, I urge you to go back and give it a listen now. Today, I wanted to give you a little bit of a quick update on where I'm currently sitting with Black Friday. Now, I had a lot of faith in myself going into the Black Friday sales period, and if you caught the bonus episode last week, I gave you my best tips and tricks for not going too crazy during Black Friday, and one of those tips was do not go outside of what you've planned to buy. And I did also admit that I'd only planned to have bought activewear in Black Friday. Well, things really took a turn, and I'm really, really ashamed to admit that, guys, I have literally spent thousands of dollars. Okay, I did not exceed $2,000. It's probably sitting literally closely to around $1,000. But I was just, you know, I've been working really, 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 really hard, and I just feel like I needed to celebrate all that hard work. So I actually ended up, in addition to purchasing some activewear, a dress from The Iconic, a pair of shoes, and I'm thinking about some Poppy Lisbon sunglasses, I actually bought a pair of Golden Goose sneakers, which is something that I have wanted for so long. I have been looking at this pair of sneakers for about 12 months now, and I just decided when I woke up on Saturday that I was going to, in fact, buy a pair. Now, Golden Goose really does not go on sale. They're kind of like one of those luxury designer brands that just doesn't need to discount their product. They're constantly bringing out new things. It's all kind of like limited edition drops of their sneakers. And so I found the pair that I wanted on a website called Satire, I think it is, and it's based in Italy. And I had my eye on this pair of completely glittered, I just got so carried away there with my arm gestures and knocked a chair over. Completely enamored, I became with this pair of gold, rose gold, glittered Golden Goose sneakers. And when I went on to Satire, they had one pair left in that particular style. And guess what size they were? Yeah, they were my size, a size 9, aka a size 40. So I ummed and I ahed about it all day. I called my mum, I spoke to Damon. And, you know, they're really encouraging. I did get free shipping and $10 off the sneakers. So technically, I feel like it still would count as a Black Friday saving. But I'm going to love those things to death. And I just cannot wait to live my best hot girl summer in my new Golden Goose sneakers. So the sad thing is Black Friday is actually today. So whatever flash sales just so happen to be crossing my inbox, I am worried for myself and for my bank account. So with that said, happy Black Friday shopping. I hope that when I come to you next week, I don't have any more to tell you about purchases that I have made. One quick thing before I go, I have noticed that there hasn't been a review left on Apple Podcasts for a couple of months now. So I was wondering, like, does that mean that you're not liking the content, or are you liking the content? If so, please slide into my DMs and let me know what you want. And if you have a little bit of free time, please, please, please head to Apple Podcasts, give me a 5-star rating, and write me a lovely review.